外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年3月29日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，与我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦腾的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Today you're reading from text 51 and 52.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。今天我们要阅读的诗节是第51和第52诗节。
So we read the Sanskrit at 51 together. Idam.
Idam
Bhagavatam
Bhagavatam
Nama
Nama
Idam Bhagavatam Nama
Idam Bhagavatam Nama
Yan
Yan
Me
Me
Bhagavata
Bhagavata
Uditam
Uditam
Yanme Bhagavata Toditam
Yanme Bhagavata Toditam
Sangraha
Sangraha
Ayam
Ayam
Vibhutinam
Vibhutinam
Sangrahoyam Vibhutinam
Sangrayam vibhutinam
Dvam
Dvam
Etad
Etad
Vipuli
Vipuli
Kuru
Kuru
Dvam etad vipuli kuru
Dvam etad vipuli kuru
Edam bhagavatam nama
Idam Bhagavatam Nama
Yanme Bhagavato Ditam
Yanme Bhagavato Ditam
Sangrahoyam Vibhutinam
Sangrahoyam Vibhutinam
Vametad Vipuli Kuru
Vametad Vipuli Kuru
A word for word meaning
字对字
Idam,
Idam, 这
Bhagavatam,
Bhagavatam, 守神的科学
Nama,
Nama, 名字的
Yet,
Yet, 那
Me,
Me, 对我
Bhagavata,
Bhagavata, 被至尊人格守神
Uditam,
乌迪汤起名
Sangraha
Sangraha 积累的
Ayam
Ayam 他的
Vibhutinam
Vibhutinam 各种力量
Dvam
Dvam 您本人的
Etat
Etat这神手的科学
Vipuli
Vipuli 扩展
Kuru
Kuru 做
Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供译文 Narada 圣典博加瓦坛这部描述神智科学的著作是至尊人格守神以摘要的方式对我讲述有关他各种能量的著作，请你亲自去详细的解释这门科学。要旨， 由仁格守神用大约六七节诗的长度概述的博加瓦坦是有关神的科学，也是仁格守神的力量代表，它将出现在后面的章节中。至尊主因为是绝对的，所以与神的科学圣殿博加瓦坦没有区别。 Brahma 直接从至尊主那里接受了这门有关守神的科学，并把它传给了 Narada。 Narada 又命令圣 Vyasadeva 去解释它，因此有关至尊主的超人知识并不是世俗的争辩家心智思辨的结果，而是永恒不受污染的完美知识，超出物质自然属性的管辖范围。正因为如此，博迦梵往事书 Bhagavad Purana 圣殿博迦瓦坛是至尊主以超然的声音形式出现的直接化身。人应该从至尊主真正代表那里接受这门超然的知识，而至尊主的真正代表必须来自由至尊主传给 Brahma， 由 Brahma 传给 Narada， 由 Narada 传给 Vyasadeva， 由 Vyasadeva 再传给 Shukadeva Goswami，由 Shukadeva Goswami 在传给 Sutta Goswami 的使徒传承。伟达之树上的阐述果实是一只手传递到另外一只手，这样不中断的传递下来，而不是突然从一根很高的树枝上一下子掉到地上的。因此人除非从上述的使徒传承中的真正代表那里聆听守神的科学，否则要了解守神科学的主题是很难的。人永远不应该以朗诵博迦瓦坛为职业赚钱，为职业赚钱的人那里聆听，因为他们靠满足听众的感官赚钱过河过活。萨利玛讲，我看那个阿叔断掉了，还是我也断掉了？阿叔，
对对对，阿叔断掉了，我再加一下啊。
对，
阿
叔，
阿叔
，We were all disconnected, or just me?
You, sorry.
Did you finish reading purport?
Yes, yes, I finished reading the purport, but I didn't read the translation because I'm
yes.
waiting for you to read
okay.
for the next
yes,
verse.
Yes. Okay, okay, next verse. Okay. So read text 52.
Yes, okay, 我们先接着读第五十二十节。
Bhaktir bhavishyati sarvatmani akila dhare ikisankalpya varnaya. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
接着读第十五十二十节，译文和要旨由释迦牟尼佛提供。请以人类能因而培养为人格守神哈尔义做超然的奉爱服务的方式，坚定地向人们解释这门有关守神的科学。而至尊主哈伊尔是每一个生物体的超灵，一切能量的最高源头。要旨：圣殿博迦瓦坛是有关奉爱服务的哲学，科学地解释了人与至尊人格守神的关系。在卡利年代到来之前，要了解至尊主以他的能量，并不需要有这样一部知识之书。但随着卡利年代的开始，人类社会逐渐地受到了四种主要罪恶的影响，那就是与女人有非法性的关系、吸食麻醉品、赌博和没有必要的杀害动物。这些基本的罪恶活动使人逐渐忘记了自己与神的永恒关系，因为变得盲目，可以说不知道生命的最高目标。生命的最高目标并不是像动物一样过不负责任的一生，沉溺于从事经过包装的四种活动，它们就是吃、睡、防卫和交配。对于迷失在愚昧的黑暗中的人类社会来说，圣殿博迦瓦坛是让人们看清楚事物真相的知识之火炬。因此有必要从一开始现象世界刚刚诞生开始就讲述有关神的科学。正如我们已经解释过的，圣殿博迦瓦坛是如此科学地呈现了神的科学。认真学习这门科学的学生，只要细心地阅读或者经常聆听有资格的讲述者的讲解，就能够了解这门有关神的科学。所有的人都能够穷其一生的 所有的人都在穷其一生的追求生命中的快乐，但在这个年代里，人类社会的成员都是盲目的，看不到人格守神，因为是万事万物的根源，所以是一切快乐的源泉。要获得完美而没有妨碍的快乐，唯一的方法就是我们为他做奉爱服务，建立与他之间的爱的关系。只有凭借与他的交往，我们才能够摆脱令人苦恼的物质存在。即使想要享受这个物质世界的人，也可以脱壁于圣殿布加瓦坛这门伟大的科学，最后获得成功。正因为如此，纳尔达的灵性导师要求他制定周详的计划，坚定地向人们讲述这门科学。纳尔达的灵性导师没有建议他靠宣讲布加瓦坛的道理赚钱过活，而是命令他以传教的精神认真地对待自己的使命。稍等，然后是第五十。I'm reading。然后亲爱的儿子，我现在已经简，对不起。纳尔达呀，圣殿不叫瓦坛这部描述神之科学的著作，是至尊人格守神以摘要的方式对我讲有关他各种能量的著作，请你亲自的去详细的解释这门科学。请以人类能因而培养为人格守神哈伊尔做超然的奉爱服务的方式，坚定地向人们解释这门有关守神的科学。至尊主哈伊尔是每一个生物体的超灵，一切能量的最高源头。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Militam Jainatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Kashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Svapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 亲爱的粉丝们，早上好。
亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
So these are two very important verses here.
今天我们看的是两条非常重要的事件。
Because here Lord Brahma is stating that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of God.
因为在这里呢，主 Brahma 他在描述圣殿布加瓦坛是关于神的科学。
It's not ordinary. It's not ordinary knowledge of the Vedas.
所以这并不是伟大的普通的知识。
This is the postgraduate study of the Vedas.
所以这是韦达经的研究生的课程。
So here Lord Brahma is explaining actually the system parampara, the cyclic succession.
在这里呢，主 Brahma 他在解释使徒传系 parampara 的体系。
He's saying how the Lord spoke to him this verse, the Srimad Bhagavatam.
他说呢，主是如何向我来解释讲述这部圣殿布加瓦坛的。
So he received.
他接受，他从主那里，他如何从主那里接受了圣殿布加瓦坛。
It's not that something that he came up to is, He got this idea and he came up with a knowledge that would be the solution of this, of all the problems. No, he received some authority.
并不是说是他脑子里面想想琢磨琢磨就把这些问题的解决方案就给琢磨出来了。 而是他是从权威那里接受的。
So you receive from the highest authority because there was nobody highest to Brahma at that time than the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself.
所以说呢，他是从最高的权威那里得到的，因为在当时呢，除了主 Brahma 之外，上面除了至尊人格守神本人之外，没有比他再高的人了。
And now is imparted to the most qualified of his sons, Narada Muni.
而现在呢，他又把这门科学呢传递给了他最有资格的儿子 Narada Muni。
And he's telling Narada Muni not just to study and absorb it and put into practice, but he's also telling him to describe to others this knowledge.
他在这里面对 Narada Muni 说呢，不仅仅是他自己需要去仔细的研习和沉醉其中，而是需要把这门知识很好的解释，然后呢，告知给其他的人。
Because this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam is about the highest necessity for humankind.
因为这圣典博迦瓦坛里面所蕴含的知识是人类社会的必需品，对于人类社会来说是最高的需求。
There is nothing higher than this.
所以没有什么是比这个更高的了。
Yes, in material conditions with these material bodies, we have so many necessities.
当然了，在我们处于我们的受条件限制的躯体中的这种受条件限制的生活，使我们需要很多的各种各样的需求。
Yes, we need to eat, we need to drink, we need to sleep.
当然，我们需要吃，需要喝，需要睡。
We need to take rest.
我们也需要休息。
We need to protect ourselves.
我们需要保护自己。
And there is the need of creating progeny.
而且还有一个就是繁衍后代的需求。
So these are certainly necessities in this world. We cannot go without fulfilling these necessities.
所以呢，这些都是我们生活的需求。在这个社会中，如果我们要不去满足这些需求的话，我们也没有办法再接着往下过日子。
But these are temporary necessities.
但是这些都是短暂而临时的需求。
Certainly, we experience a certain satisfaction, a certain pleasure in satisfying these necessities.
而且当我们在满足这些需求的时候，我们无疑也是享受着一些快乐和满足感的。
If I feel uncomfortable because I have not eaten for some time, feel kind of distress and hunger is there, is really uncomfortable, it can be make me feel weak, so I take a nice meal, satisfy my necessity of having energy and feeling well.
那如果我要是有好几顿饭都没有吃的话呢？那我就会感到很虚弱，而且我的躯体也会感到很难受。那么在这会儿我要是很好的吃上一顿饭，那么就能够满足我的饥饿的这种感受。
If you don't eat for a few days, we can go crazy because then you cannot do much and we are all disturbed because it's a necessity.
因为我们吃饭这本来就是一个需求，所以如果要是好几天都不吃东西的话，我们可能就会发疯了。因为呢，这种不吃饭使我们的这种虚热感使我们什么也做不了。
If you are tired, you need a good rest.
如果你要是累了，就得需要好好的休息。
We all need a very good night rest, you know, sleeping at least 6-7, some people even more, need more hours in order to be very restful and be able to function during the day.
我们每天晚上呢，每一个人在晚上都需要很好的休息。有些人呢，可能需要睡上个6-7个小时，有些人呢，需要睡上更长的时间。那么这样很好的休息呢，才能有很好的精力，第二天能够投入到活动之中。
We need to protect ourselves to be safe.
而且呢，我们也需要保护自己，让自己保持在安全的状态。
like nowadays we are speaking a lot about this protection, how to feel protected against this virus.
比如说在这些日子里面呢，保护就是一个常常被人们讲述的话题。我们总是在讲述着我们如何保护自己不被这个病毒所感染。
It's one of the most highest concerns we have nowadays. We are more concerned about this than anything else.
所以这是我们现在可能最关心的问题，比其他的问题都要更加的关心。
How can I be protected to not be infected?
我到底怎么能够让自己受到很好的保护而不被传染呢？
So yes, in life in this world, we have to fulfill many necessities in order to function, in order to be somehow happy.
所以呢，在这个社会，为了让我们能够在正常的功能下生活，能够让自己变得快乐，所以呢，我们就必须要去满足各种各样的需求。
But these necessities are not the ultimate necessities for individual soul.
但是作为个体灵魂来说，所有的这些需求呢，都并不是我们最终的需求。
They terminate. These necessities don't exist when we don't have a material body anymore.
因为呢，当我们不再有我们的物质躯体的时候，所有的这些需求也都终止了，不再需要了。
And we all, you know, aspiring devotees as we are, we all wish to one day terminate our material existence and experience our real existence as individual souls.
然后作为我们这些想要成为奉献者的这些准奉献者们呢，我们其实内心都希望有一天能够终止我们的在物质躯体中的这种物质存在，而达到我们本真的作为个体灵魂的存在。
So when we realize our real nature and become free from this material existence, then the question is there, what is our necessity now? Now that we don't have a material body, what is our necessity? What necessity do we have in order to,If you satisfy it, we feel happy.
所以说呢，我们可能就会提出一个问题：如果要是没有这个物质躯体了，那我们还如何能够去满足在没有物质躯体之下的这个需求，然后让自己变得快乐起来呢
？Yeah, we need to know what is the source of our existence.
因为我们需要知道我们的存在的源泉到底是什么。
And we need to really develop the highest necessity, the necessity to experience real love.
而且呢，我们也需要获得能够达到真正的爱的需求。
Because the search for love as it's the main drive in life.
那么因为对于爱的需求呢，是我们生活的最主要的动力。
Even in material conditioning, we search for perfect relationships in this world, relationships that are very fulfilling.
即便是在物质条件的这种状态下，我们也依然是在寻找着最高的爱的快乐，因为这样才会让我们有幸福感。
But we know all this loving All the loving relationships we may develop in this world, no matter how sweet or fulfilling they are temporary. They eventually vanish.
但是呢，我们在这个物质状态下所培养出来的任何一种爱的关系，无论它是多么的甜美，无论它是多么的深沉，但是呢，它都是短暂而临时的。当我们离开躯体的时候呢，这些关系都会被终止。
In our liberated condition, when we realize we are spiritual souls, those material necessities are not there anymore. We don't feel need of eating. We don't feel the need of taking rest. We don't feel the need of being protected. We are in our constitutional position. We are not disturbed by these necessities.
但是呢？当我们处于觉悟的一个状态的时候，当我们觉悟到自己是个体的一个灵魂的时候， 我们就不再有这些物质的需求了，这会儿我们就不会再需要吃睡，甚至于这个吃睡房位，然后呢，因为我们已经不会再会被这样的这种需求所打扰。
But there is one necessity that never leaves us, even at the stage of liberation, is necessity of having loving relationships with others.
但是呢，就即便是在解脱的这种状态下，有一种需求是不会离我们而去的，这种需求就是爱的关系，这种对大家的，就是对其他人的这种爱的需求。Mm-hmm.
This is actually what gives us the juice of life in this material world is that we can have loving relationships with others. This is what really nourishes the most.
那么这种爱别人的这种需求呢，实际上是在这个物质生活中给我们最大滋养的食物。
But after liberation, these material relationships are not there anymore.
但是呢，在得到解脱之后呢，这些物质的关系已经不会再在那里了。
And they become meaningless.
而且呢，他们也变得没有意义。
So then now we need to search for the real loving relationships.
所以呢，我们是需要去寻求真正的爱的关系的。
That's why it's absolute importance to know.To know our relationship with the Supreme Lord, and through that relationship, to know how we develop our loving relationship with our liberated individual souls.
所以说呢，和主之间的这种爱的关系，所以呢，就是需要去了解和主之间的这种爱的关系是非常非常重要的，并且呢，通过了解这一点，使我们能够探求掉和我们。自己之间的这个永恒的关系，永恒的灵魂之间的关系到底是什么
？Why we need to develop the loving relationship with the Supreme Lord? Because he's our Maker, he's our Father, he's the Father of all living individuals. So we have to have a relationship with him before we have a relationship with other individual souls.
那么我们为什么要建立起和至尊人格守神之间的关系呢？因为他是我们的父亲，他是我们的最初的这个源泉，所以呢，和他建立起这种关系是非常重要的。因为只有在和他建立起这种关系之后，我们才能够去了解和其他的那些生物体，和其他的那些灵魂之间的关系是怎样的。
Because we realize that we have all a common father, means we are all related with each other in different.Spiritual loving relationships.
因为我们意识到至尊主是我们每一人的父亲，所以说呢，我们都是在灵性的爱的这种氛围中相互关联在一起的。
So the science of this loving relationship between man and the Supreme Lord and other individual souls is described in Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以说呢，与其他的人就是与这个个体灵魂以及与至尊主之间的关系的这种科学就在圣典波迦瓦坛里面被描述的淋漓尽致。
And is described in a very, very clear and very gradual manner, very easy to follow.
而这种描述呢是非常的清晰的，而且呢也是非常的容易的去理解的。
Because the Bhagavatam takes on the essence, the essence of all the things of value that are there in the old Vedas.
因为圣典波迦瓦坛它集中了在伟达经中的所有的精髓的知识。
Like if you have a big pot of milk, the essence of the milk is the cream, because the cream is the most taste in the milk. So we have to churn the milk in such a way that we can get that cream.
比如说一桶牛奶，这个牛奶里面的这个精髓的部分呢，精华的部分呢，就是上面的这个奶油。因为奶油呢是最就是味道最好的这一部分，所以我们要做的事情呢，就不断的要去 搅拌这个牛奶，然后把奶油给搅拌出来。
Those who appreciate milk products, they know that the cream is really the most delicious in a milk.
那些非常喜欢奶制品的朋友们一定知道，牛奶的奶油的这一部分是味道最好的这一部分。
This is particularly realized in India because in India people really value the use of milk.
那印度人呢最知道这一点，因为印度人呢他们是非常的善于去运用牛奶的价值的。
Outside of India, we have developed another milk, soya milk.
那在这个印度之外呢，我们也这个产生，我们也有其他的一种产品，这个产品就是豆奶。
But that's not the same. That's not the same thing.
但是豆奶和牛奶可完全不是一回事儿。
Milk is the miracle food for human beings.
作为人类来说呢，牛奶是一种非常的奇妙的食物。
But it has to be used in an appropriate way, otherwise it can also be harmful.
但是这个牛奶呢，必须要恰当的去烹制、去处理才好，否则的话呢，它也是有害的。
But it's so important that all spiritualists, no matter what school they belong to, yogis, jnanis, and devotees.They all know the value of drinking milk in a persecution of their spiritual lives.
但是呢，对于所有层级的灵性主义者，无论他是迦尼思辨家，还是瑜伽师，还是Bhakti 瑜伽的修习者，那么所有的人都知道，这个牛奶是非常的有利于他们在灵性生活的前进的。
Is the best nourishment for the most fine parts of our brains.
那么它对于我们的大脑中的非常精细的部分的滋养是最重要的物质，牛奶。
So the Vedas are like milk.
所以呢，韦达经它就像是牛奶一样。
There is so much value there in the Vedas for you, for humankind.
作为人类来说呢，《韦达经》是非常的具有意义的，是很有价值的。
But after the milk, when you can extract the cream is a delicacy.
但是呢，从这个牛奶中呢，是可以提炼出奶油的。那么这个奶油呢，就是精华。
And you can prepare very special preparations with the cream.
而且呢，这个可以用奶油去烹制非常特别的佳肴。
But it needs lots of milk to get just a small portion of cream.
但是呢，这个提炼出一点点奶油都需要很多的牛奶。
Don't worry, it's not a waste. It's not a waste.Because what is left after we extract the milk can also be used, butter milk.
但是呢，别担心啊，就是这个牛奶当它把这个奶油给提炼出来之后，剩下的那一部分的那个牛奶，它其实并没有被浪费，它被称为叫 butter milk.
Cream of the milk is the best substance we can extract from the milk.
但是呢，这个奶油是可以从牛奶里面所提炼出来的最精华的这一部分。
That's why you call the cream. Cream means something that's the best.
那所以呢，为什么我们管它叫奶油？那么那个奶油呢，也就是精华的这一部分。
And this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is called to the whole Vedas. It's the cream of the Vedas.
那么所以说呢，这也就是圣殿博迦瓦坛所处在的地位。它是整个的韦达经的精髓，也就是它的奶油的提炼。
Means everything that is the most important in the Vedas is there in Srimad Bhagavatam.
也就是说呢，在韦达经里面所有的精髓的要义全部都涵盖在了圣殿博迦瓦坛之中。
It's nothing to do with material necessities.
所以呢，这个和物质的需求可是没法比了。
The Vedas, yes, they deal with material necessities very extensively.
那当然，韦达经它是非常广泛的涉猎了物质的需求的。
Because most people in this material world are preoccupied with their material and satisfying their material necessities.
因为呢，在这个世界中的大部分的人呢，其实都在想着他们的物质的需求。
But for those who are anchoring to understand the higher necessity to develop an eternal loving relationship with the Supreme Lord, that is the Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是呢，对于那些需要了解和至尊人格守神的关系的人来说呢，圣典不加瓦坦就是他们的必备之书了。
So、in the beginning of the creation, the Lord gave the Srimad Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma.
所以呢，在创造之初，主就把圣典波迦瓦坛赐给了主 Brahma。
He gave him all the knowledge of the Vedas, everything.
当然，他把韦达经的所有的知识全部都赐给了主 Brahma。
But he spoke to him in particular about a few verses, just those half a dozen verses that, in a nutshell, represent this knowledge of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是呢，主还对主 Brahma 讲述了几个诗节，那么这几节诗呢，就涵盖了圣典不加瓦坛的精髓的要义。
Just six verses.
一共是六个诗节。
But there everything was contained there, like in a seed form. In a seed, a big tree is already there with all its components. So.In those verses were the seed of the whole Bhagavatam that we have now.
那么这些诗节呢，就像是种子诗节一样，把圣典波迦瓦坛里面的所有的这些要义呢，全部都涵盖其中，就好像是这个树的种子，它已经把这个树的所有的这些方面呢，都包含在了它这个种子里。
So he received this knowledge from the Supreme Lord, and he gave it to his first disciple and son, Narada Muni, and to expand it in a way that human beings could have access to this knowledge.
所以主 Brahma 呢，从我至尊那里得到了圣典波迦瓦坛的这些要义，然后呢，他又把它传给了他的第一个门徒。就是一个重要的门徒，也是他的儿子纳尔达穆尼，并且训示他呢去研习这些诗节，从而呢还要去这个把这些诗节延伸开来，然后呢让大家能够理解的方式把它给传播开来。
Lord Brahma has many sons and disciples because they were all his family, so they were sons and disciples, and to them he gave the whole different parts of the Vedas to many of them, but this section about Srimad Bhagavatam, the cream of the Vedas, he gave to his best son, Narada Muni, because Narada Muni was a devotee.
那么主 Brahma 呢，他有很多的儿子，那这些都是他的家人，那么他这些儿子们呢，也都是他的门徒，所以呢，他就把韦达经的各方面的这个知识呢，就分别的赐给了他的这些不同的儿子们，但是呢作为伟大经的这个精髓部分的圣典波迦瓦坛，他传递给了他的最钟爱的儿子纳尔达穆尼，因为纳尔达穆尼自己本人就是一位奉献者。
So Narada Muni expanded this knowledge and he gave it to his disciple Srila Vyasadeva.
所以纳尔达穆尼呢，他就扩展了这门知识，并且呢把它传递给了他的门徒 Srila Vyasadeva。
So gradually, from six verses, he came to 18,000 verses, as Srila Vyasadeva presented.
所以呢，就是由原初的六节诗，由 Srila Vyasadeva 把它扩充成了18,000节诗。
It's not speculation. They expanded according to their realization.And they expanded in order to make it more understood by common human beings.
但是呢，这些扩充并不是Srila Vyasadeva 的心智推敲，这是根据他自己的这个觉悟，把他能够使这个人类社会能够更加的容易理解的方式扩展开来的。
Like it came down in the disciple succession until recent words to Srila Prabhupada, and you see how Srila Prabhupada expanded this knowledge so much more, not by changing the number of verses that Srila Vyasadeva have given, but by giving his purport, his explanations to each verse to make it even easier for all of us to have access to this wonderful knowledge.
那么这门知识呢，整个是由使徒传承的链条这样一一传递下来的，一直传递到就我们离我们最近的 Srila Prabhupada。那么我们可以看到 Srila Prabhupada 他非常广泛的扩展了这门知识，但是呢他并没有去这个扩充最原初的这六节诗，而是他们就没有这个扩充所有的最原初的这些诗节，而是通过他注解要旨，使得我们能够以更容易更清晰的方式去了解这门知识。
And we see Srila Prabhupada's disciples, those who have the skills for writing, they are writing many books based on these 18 verses, original 18 verses given by Srila Vyasadeva, and the purpose of Srila Prabhupada and other previous commentaries on Bhagavatam, they are expanding and writing so many books to help most common people to have access to this wonderful nectar of knowledge.
而且呢，我们也发现，就是舍拉帕帕的这些，具有著书立说能力的这些奉献者们，他们就根据舍拉维亚萨德最原初给的这18000节诗，以及舍拉帕帕所为这些诗节所提供的要旨，以及其他的acharya们对这些诗节所进行的评述的这些基础上，来进行了进一步的扩展，进一步的这个补充和说明，从而使得我们能够以更好的这种方式，更容易的方式去理解这些知识的要义。
Because this knowledge is the most important knowledge for the individual soul.
因为呢，这知识对于个体灵魂来说呢，是最重要的知识。
Is a scientific presentation of the relationship between individual soul and the Supreme Lord.
这是对个体灵魂与至尊主之间的这个关系的一个科学的说明。
Because this is our origin relationship, a loving relationship, a relationship we have eternally with Krishna. This is our original loving relationship.
因为我们和主 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系是我们最原初的充满了爱的关系。
This is what we have forgotten while we came to the material world.
而这也是我们来到这个物质世界时所忘记的。
And because we forgot this, we forgot that we have a loving eternal connection to the Supreme Lord,We develop all sorts of temporary connections within this material world, and we became more and more entangled in material life.
那么就是由于我们忘记了我们和主之间的永恒的关系，使我们来到了这个物质世界以后呢，就发展出了各种各样的短暂而临时的关系。那么这些关系呢，就会使我们更加的深深的被捆缚在这物质的生活之中。阿叔
We did all that in pursuit of happiness because happiness is part of us. We are meant to be happy.
那我们做所有的这些事情呢，都是为了要追求快乐。那么这个快乐呢，本身就是我们的本性所在。我们就是想要快乐、开心。
But what is the result? The result is the humanity are not happy.
但是呢，我们做了半天以后的这个结果是什么呢？结果就是人类不开心。
We are all of us. We are all constantly disturbed by some kind of anxiety.
因为我们所有的人都会恒常不断地被各种各样的焦虑所打扰。
Anxiety is a form of fear.
而且焦虑呢是最主要的恐惧的表现。
That's why this material world is called Kunta, a place of anxieties.
那也就为什么这个世界被称为叫 Kunta, 也就是焦虑之所。
And we want to be free from anxieties. We want to join the atmosphere of Vaikuntha where there are no anxieties.
那我们希望摆脱这些焦虑，我们希望能够进入到 Vaikuntha 的氛围，因为在 Vaikuntha 那个地方就是无忧之地。
So in order to enter in that Vaikuntha atmosphere of no anxiety, no fear, which means completely happiness, completely bliss, we have to learn this forgetful relationship we have with Krishna.
但是呢，为了进入到这无忧之地的氛围，那也就是说呢，进入到一个始终都快乐极乐的这么一个地方呢，那我们就必须要学着去恢复和至尊主之间的这种关系。
This is the highest necessity for the individual soul to fulfill.
而这个呢是个体灵魂最需要去满足的事情。
Not for me, not only for me and for all of you, but for every individual soul in this material world.
这并不是说是我的需求或者是你的需求，而是在这个物质世界里面的所有的个体灵魂的需求。
The Lord is concerned about all His children, all the individual souls who are coming from Him, who are parts and parcels of Him.
那么主呢，他是在关怀着他所有的这些孩子们，因为这些孩子们呢，全部都是来自于他的，都是他的不可分割的一个碎片。
So that those who become devotees, who start understanding this science of loving devotion to Krishna, also should be very concerned about helping other children of Krishna to also understand their eternal loving relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，这些开始就是进入到奉爱修习的奉献者，开始了解到了和主的永恒的关系的。这些奉献者们也应该去为其他的个体灵魂需要去了解和奉献和主之间的永恒的关系这样的福利去着想，去想着这件事情。
Right from the very beginning was that urgency of giving this knowledge. The Lord immediately gave this knowledge to Lord Brahma. Was a little very much confused by appearing in that lotus flower alone and not very, very clear about what he had to do. So the Lord gave him this knowledge of Bhagavatam in a nutshell, and he wanted him to give to his disciples.
所以说呢，在创造之初，主就非常迫切地把这门圣典布加瓦坛的知识以六个师节的就是所以呢，在创造之初，当主 Brahma 他自己独自一个人坐在主的莲花镜之上的时候呢，感到非常困惑的时候，主就把这门知识传递给了他，并且呢训示他要把它传递给其他的人，所以呢就是这种传递是非常迫切的。
Yes, he gave all the knowledge, that vast knowledge of the Vedas,to help the conditioned souls to satisfy their material desires until they become dissatisfied and they become exhausted.
那当然了，主他是把所有的知识都给主 Brahma 的。那比如说呢，他把所有的伟达的这些知识都给了他。那这伟达知识呢，有很多是应对这个物质的需求的。当人们达到了这个物质需求的满足之后呢，之后他又会感到非常的。就是当他的这个物质的需求被燃脂殆尽的时候，他又会去考虑其他的事情了。
Certainly that knowledge is very important because it regulates the ways how living entities can find satisfy their needs within the, in the, in this material life.
那么当然呢，就是这些知识是非常的重要的，因为呢，它可以去节制我们的生活，然后使我们的生活变得有规律，从而呢，使我们能够满足在这个物质世界的需求。
So if they follow the process of the Vedas, they gradually become purified by following a system of authority, and eventually come to awaken to their to interest in the highest necessity is inevitable.
那所以说，如果他要是追随在伟达经里面的这些训示，追随由权威所给他的这种生活方式去生活的话呢，那他就一定会得到净化。然后最终呢，他就会不可避免的去了解更加高深的知识。
So in the previous ages, they would go through the learning all the knowledge of the rituals in the Vedas, study all that, do all that, and gradually being promoted to heaven, gradually, you know, become interested and go to Vaikuntha. That was the process.
那所以说呢，在之前的这个程序呢，就是大家会非常仔细的研究伟达经，并且呢，这个依据这个伟达经的这种形式去从事活动。然后呢，逐渐的会被提升到，从而得到净化，然后逐渐的被提升到这个天堂星宿，然后再慢慢的再被提升到这个瓦昆塔。所以呢，就是这样一个程序。
So it was a natural progression.
所以呢，这是一个非常自然的进程。
And they had long life to go through that progression.
而且在过去的人们呢，他们的这个寿命很长，所以呢，他们可以慢慢的去经历这个进程。
And in general, people were serious about attaining the ultimate goal of life.
而且大部分人来说呢，他们是非常认真的想要去达到最后的生命的目的的。
But they wanted to go in a gradual way.
但是呢，他们所希望的方式呢，就是慢慢走，逐渐走。
But now we are in Kali Yuga.
但是现在呢，我们却处在卡利年代。
Life is very short.
生命非常的短暂。
And we are very dull.
而且我们也很木讷。
We are very lazy.
我们很懒惰。
We are just satisfied with petty sense gratification, or try to be satisfied with petty sense gratification.
有一点非常小小的这个感官享乐的满足，我们就感到很心满意足了。
People in Kali Yuga are very unfortunate.
在卡利年代的人们是非常不幸的。
Majority of people, they have absolutely no interest in anything else besides eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
大部分的人除了吃睡防卫和交配之外，对别的事情是毫无兴趣。
You know anybody like that?
大家有没有认识这样的人呢？
Yeah, just look around you in your residence area. It's everybody around you. Everybody is just interested in satisfying their four basic necessities of life.
我们只要环顾四周，看一看周围的人们，就会发现大部分的人，所有的人都只是满足于这基本的四个事情。
But you are different.
但是你却不同。
Yes, you also try to pursue that this satisfy those necessities because you know they are basically they are meant for maintaining the body in proper condition. But we know that it's not by satisfying these necessities that we are going to be happy.
当然了，你也需要去追求这四项需求，因为呢，只有这四项需求满足了呢。我们才能够过正常的这种生活，然后呢，我们才能够使自己的身体或者生活处于恰当的这种状态之下。但是我们却知道，就是满足这些基本的需求，并不能够让我们变得快乐起来。
That's why this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam is particularly given for the people in Kali Yuga to accelerate their interest in the ultimate goal of life.
那所以也就为什么这圣典不叫瓦坦知识呢，就特别的给予在卡利年代的人能够提升他们，提升使他们提升到能够达到最终的利益点。
People in Kali Yuga cannot go through the Vedas. It's too much for them.
在卡利年代的人们呢是没有办法去阅读整部的韦达经的，因为太多了内容。
So we are given the opportunity to go to the essence of all knowledge.
所以呢，我们就得到了这样一个机会去了解所有的知识的精髓。
Because there is a particular mercy that the Lord wants to give to the conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga.
因为主呢有一个特别的仁慈，希望他希望把这个特别的仁慈给予在卡利年代的人们。
You see, from Lord Brahma to Narada Muni, Narada Muni jumps to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is just in the beginning of Kali Yuga.
那么我们可以看到从主 Brahma 从到这个 Narada Muni 然后再到 Vyasadeva， 那么这会儿呢就是在卡利年代的最开始的时候。
There's nothing mentioned between Narada Muni and so many people live in all these previous ages.
那并没有描述太多的在 Narada Muni 之后在其他的那些年代中所生活的那些圣人们。
Yes, we hear many instances where Narada Muni is preaching to this king, is preaching to this person, preaching to so many people in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is all in the previous ages.
当然了，在圣典博迦瓦坛里面，我们也读到了很多的这个内容，就是 Narada Muni 他会去向这位国王传教，会向那位圣人宣说。那么所有的这些人呢，其实都是在之前的年代的人物。
So he speaks to them about this science of loving devotion to the Lord.
所以呢，他呢也向他们讲述了对主的爱的科学的话题。
But the greatest necessity is felt in Kali Yuga, where people are really so lazy about understanding the purpose of life.
但是呢，对于在卡利年代的非常的懒的人呢。就非常的重要的需要去让他们了解这个生命的真正的意义何在。
That's why you see Narada Muni, then Vyasadeva already in Kali Yuga, then Vyasadeva putting everything in written form very clear for the people to come after him and then give to his disciple and then the disciple succession, then it immediately took a nice shape.
那所以说呢，已经处在卡利年代的纳尔达穆尼和维亚萨德夫，他们呢就把这个圣典博迦瓦坛给这个展示成一种就是很容易的让卡利年代的人们能够去理解的这种形式。所以说呢，等到这个来找卡利就是来找维亚萨德夫的这些人们来询问这门知识的时候，他们已经有这样的一门知识的这种形式在那里让他们去探寻了。
And you see, goes down on the disciple succession and comes to us in the form of Srila Prabhupada and we see what was Srila Prabhupada's much urgent thing to do. Present Srimad Bhagavatam for the conditioned souls of this West, this society outside of India particularly.
然后呢，当这门知识通过使徒传系的这个链条，这样一代一代的传下来之后，传到舍勒帕帕手中的时候，舍勒帕帕他所展现出来的就是，把这个圣典不叫瓦坛给传递到印度之外的受条件限制的堕落灵魂的手中的这种迫切性。
Certainly, this is also knowledge for people in India. People in India are also forgetful of their relationship with Krishna.
那毫无疑问，这些知识对于在印度本土的人来说呢，也是非常重要的。因为在印度本土的人，他们其实也忘记了他们和主之间的永恒的关系了。
But why Srila Prabhupada didn't concentrate him in the beginning in preaching in India where he was already?
但是为什么舍勒帕帕在最开始的时候他并没有专注的在印度进行传教呢
？No, he went outside of India. Spiritual master wanted him to go abroad, to go all over the world.
但是呢，他去到了印度之外的地方，因为他的灵性导师希望他能够出国，然后呢，去把这门知识传递到世界各地。
So he started writing, translating and writing his purpose, having in mind, the audience, you know, Western people, ears, you know, to his knowledge.
所以说呢，他当时就心怀着要让这个世界各地的这些外国人能够聆听到这门知识的一种想法，开始给圣典伯加瓦坛注写要旨，然后进行翻译。
So if the Westerners, our people outside of India, would give importance to this knowledge, then the Indians would say, "Wow, but that's our knowledge. Why these Western people are so interested in our knowledge? It must be very important then, because Western people usually don't care for us. Why they are paying attention to this knowledge? Oh, let me study these books."
所以，如果要是外国人都对这门知识非常的重视，并且仔细的研习的话，那么当印度人看到这样的现象的时候，他们就会非常的惊叹，然后呢，他们就会觉得，那么这些外国人他们之前其实是根本就不理会我们的，但是现在呢，他们却如此认真的在研习这门书籍，说明这个书中的这个内容呢一定是非常重要的，所以呢，我也要仔细的看一看。
Because in time, Indians, they lost this knowledge, they lost this tradition, and they wanted to be like the Westerners, because the Westerners, they were very expert in Sanskritification, and they were pursuing Sanskritification, and the best example for them, the Westerners.
那么因为这些印度人呢，他们已经这个就是已经遗失了他们自己的这种生活方式，他们的传承，因为他们希望追随西方人，然后希望效仿西方人的生活，因为作为西方人来讲呢，他们是很好的感官享乐者，所以呢，印度人也希望能够像他们那样去很好的进行感官享乐。
They were adopting the ideas of the Westerns, adopting the technology of the Westerns, the way of dealing with their problems given by the West, and they were trying to see the West as an example to follow, because they were expert in a sense in economic development and sense gratification.
那么因为这些这个外国的国家呢，他们非常的精于进行感官享乐以及进行经济的发展，所以说呢，印度人呢就从他们那里得到了很多的这种启示和这个，并且就开始就效仿他们的这种生活方式，因为觉得通过他们的这种生活方式呢，可以给他们带来感官上的这种快乐，而且也能解决他们的问题。
So when they start seeing that the Westerns were becoming very attracted to this knowledge of Bhagavatam that was part of their original culture, they say, "Wow, there is must be something important, because these Westerners are not foolish," And the Indians started also hankering to read these books that were already there, but they also became very attracted to this.
所以说呢，当他们见到这些外国人开始被这个圣典伯加瓦坛中的内容所吸引的时候，那么这个圣典伯加瓦坛呢，也就是最初的源自于印度的古老的文化，那么印度人就会觉得在这个圣典伯加瓦坛的这些书籍中一定是有非常重要的信息的，否则的话呢，这些非常聪明的外国人他们是不可能如此认真的这种研习的，所以呢，让我们也好好的看一看这里面到底都有些什么样的内容吧。
And you see now, oh, many Indians are picking up this knowledge all over India and even outside of India, because they're finding out that this is actually the most important knowledge.
所以现在我们也可以看到，在印度本国范围内以及在印度之外的所有的印度人，有多少人都非常认真的又重新的捡起了这门知识，因为呢，他们也都知道这个是最重要的知识了。
So this is the responsibility that falls upon all of us who are connected with this wonderful Bhagavata parampara, Bhagavata disciplic succession, because we have the responsibility to take this knowledge and learn it very properly from the right sources, and then put into application in our lives, and most particularly give it, transmit it to others.
所以说呢，对于和这个 Bhagavat Purana 这条使徒传系相连接在一起的所有的人，也就是我们来说呢，都是重任在肩的。所以我们来说，我们都应该仔细的去研习在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面所宣说的这些知识，并且呢，在生活中去努力的实践这些知识，并且最重要的呢，是要把圣典薄伽瓦坛里面的这些知识去传递给其他的人，让其他的人也能够有所了解。
So this calamity, that material calamity that we are going through now, is a great opportunity to introduce this incredible, this wonderful knowledge to in the minds of all, so many people.
所以说呢，现在我们正面对着一个非常巨大的灾难，但是这种灾难呢，对于我们来说也是一个非常好的机会，使我们能够把如此美妙的知识也能够传递宣说给其他的人。
Yes, protect ourselves to not be infected by this virus, but at the same time seek the opportunity to give this incredible, fantastic knowledge to all people in the world, because around us, because this is the only saving grace for everyone.
一方面呢，我们要保护好自己，不要被这个病毒所污染，但另外一方面呢，我们也要这个努力的想办法把这美妙的圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个知识传递给世界各地的所有的人们，因为终极来说呢，在这个知识里面所宣说的内容才是我们最终的救命的方法。
It's the only hope.
而且这是唯一的希望。
So we need, as an advantage, to be more serious about taking this knowledge in our lives, and take shelter of this knowledge in our daily practices, and share it to others, because people are much more sober now, they are much more keen to hear about good news.
所以呢，我们要认真的研习这门知识，并且呢，要在每日的生活中呢，让自己也沉醉在这些知识之中。但与此同时呢，我们要把它传递给其他的人，因为现在呢，这个大部分的人们都处在非常冷静的严肃庄严的这种状态，所以呢，他们也能够更好的去聆听令人开怀的信息了。
Disease and death has been always a threat to all of us, and we all know how these things are terrible in life, but we tend to be unaware of, tend to be forgetful of these things, that death is always there and we can anytime die. Now, through the mercy of this virus, we are becoming more conscious, people are becoming much more conscious of the fact that Without much, you can be infected and die.
事实上呢，这个生病啊，还有死亡啊，这样的威胁始终都是存在的。就是我们时刻其实都是面临着死亡的这样的考验。但是呢，我们就经常会把这件事情给忘了我们随时有可能会死。但是呢，急着这个病毒的仁慈呢，使得大家能够更加深刻的体会到。我们可能在没有任何缘由的情况下，可能就会染上这个病毒，然后有可能就会死去。
That's why we say it's a blessing in disguise. This virus is a blessing in disguise.
那么所以说呢，我们就讲，所以我们就这样说，就是这个病毒呢，它是一个被伪装起来的仁慈，一个伪装起来的仁慈，对。
Because it makes people more thoughtful, more sober.
因为呢，它使人们变得更加的去沉思。
And for the devotees, make the devotees feel more serious about what they already have as knowledge and practice.
那么作为奉献者来说呢，它也会让我们更加的更加的认真的去思考我们这个手上所拥有的这份。知识的价值所在。
So seek this opportunity to distribute this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam to as many people as you can.
所以呢，我们要这个想尽各种各样的办法，尽可能多的把圣典薄伽梵堂和薄伽梵歌传递给其他的人。
It's the only hope. It's the only hope for people, for the conditions. It's the only hope.
因为它对于人们来说，对于受条件限制的灵魂来说，这是唯一的希望，是唯一的希望。
It's the only hope to experience eternal life full of bliss, full of happiness. That's what everybody wants.
那如果要是想要体验永恒的极乐和永恒的这个快乐的这种生活呢，这是唯一的能够达到这样的状态的希望，而这也是每一个人都想要的。
So let's take more advantage to study this Bhagavatam, study Srila Prabhupada's books, and try to learn this science.And try to impart it to others because this is the only opportunity for people.
所以呢，我们要更好的利用现在有的这个机会去学习圣典薄伽瓦坛，去学习舍尔帕帕所给予我们的这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个科学的展示。然后呢，要更好的把它传递给其他的人们，因为这是唯一的希望，因为这是人们唯一的所感兴趣的事情。
Yeah.Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any question or comments?
Let me see. Yes, there are quite many. So the first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 谢谢阿叔，谢谢 Dana Kelly. 爱是每个生物的需求，能否说最高的知识是爱，爱是最高的知识。换言之，最高的智慧是爱呢？如果是，为什么？谢谢甜美的答案。Ashu, thank you very much. And the love is the need of every living entity. So can we say that the love actually is the highest form of the knowledge? So if the love is the highest form of the knowledge, can we say actually...The love actually is the highest form of the wisdom. If that is, why is that? Thank you very much.
We could better say love is the result of knowledge, is the effect of this knowledge. This knowledge brings us to...
Sorry, Ashu.所以对我们可以以这样说可能更好一点，就是这个爱是知识的结果，爱是知识起到的这个效果。
Is the goal of knowledge.
那么爱呢是知识的目标。
That's why any knowledge, any wisdom that does not bring us to realize our loving relationship with the Lord, it's an incomplete, imperfect knowledge.
对，就是为什么这个物质的这个爱呢，它没有办法让我们去觉悟到和主之间的永恒的关系，因为这个物质的这种爱呢，它是不完美的。
Knowledge means we now we understand through knowledge you come to understand that we are individual souls and we are all connected with the Lord and we all have a loving relationship with Him. So this is the beginning of knowledge and then.Comes to a practical aspect of knowledge. What should we do? What should we do to achieve, to restore that loving relationship we have with the Lord?
那么比如说知识呢，它就让我们了解了我们是个体的灵魂，我们是和主永不可分开的这个碎片部分，我们是主的这个永恒的仆人，而且呢我们也是这个内心的这个自我。那么当我们了解了这些知识之后，那么下一步我们需要知道的就是，那我们需要怎么办呢？我们如何去真正的能够获得真实的这个觉悟呢？获得和主之间的永恒的关系的这个觉悟呢？我们该怎么办呢？
So the first is Gyan. We have a theoretical, a very clear understanding of our constitutional position and what we can achieve.And the second aspect is vijnana, a practical application of this knowledge that brings us to the realization that of Krishna and our loving relationship we have with Krishna and with all the individual souls.
那么首先呢，我们得到的是 gyan， 是知识。那么这个知识呢，就是让我们了解了我们原本的所应该处在的这个位置到底是什么。那然后呢，当我们有了这个知识之后呢，我们就可以用这个知识去去获得我们最终的这个目标，也就是去了解我们和主之间的这种关系到底是什么，以及我们自己所处在这种关系自己所处在这个位置是什么。
But to achieve that loving relationship is the goal of knowledge.
但是呢，去但是真挚这最崇高的这个爱的关系，实际上是我们知识的目标所在。
We don't hear Mother Yashoda discussing philosophy with the inhabitants of Vrindavan or the gopis discussing philosophy. No, they are already situated in a platform of loving relationship with Krishna. They are just absorbing that. They are studying ways of improving that loving their loving service to him. They are always improving, but they are not discussing philosophical knowledge like we do.
那比如说呢，我们从来就没有听到亚修的妈妈在和她的那些邻居们或者居民们一起来探讨哲学，也没有听到在 Braja 的这些 Gopi 们他们在探讨哲学。但是呢，就是由于他们已经处在了这种爱的层面，他们是完全让自己沉醉在这种爱的氛围之中，然后呢，只是想着如何为 Krishna 去做爱心服务就好了。但是呢，他已经不需要再去探讨这些哲学了。
Yes, sometimes you may see Nanda Maharaj speaking philosophy or some of this intimate devotees of the Lord speaking some philosophy. But that's very rare, very rare. In general, people are just so absorbed in serving Krishna in more and more and better ways because they are so attached to him. They already have understood the goal of all knowledge.
当然我们有时候可能也会听到 Nanda Maharaj 还有一些其他的奉献者可能在那讲述哲学，但是呢这是很罕有的这种情况。大部分的这种情况呢，在文大文的这些居民们，他们都是沉醉在对主 Krishna 的做爱心服务的这种心情之中，而且呢他们总是在想着如何能够更好的去为 Krishna 做服务的原因，就是由于他们已经处在了这个知识的最终的这个目标里面，也就是已经处在了这种爱的关系的这种状态之中。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Hari Vallabhi Mataji. She's asking, what are the six verses as a nutshell? 请问是哪六个诗节？
I have to find out. I have to find. I don't have it in mind now.
OK, 那个阿叔说呢，他得查一查，现在暂时晚一点告诉您。So we'll find out and let her know a little bit later. So the next question is from, yeah. So the next question is from Das. 在圣典博迦瓦坛第二篇第七章第五十二节式的要旨中说，在卡利年代之前，不需要关于神和神的能量的知识的书。那么伟达知识是从什么时候开始有的呢？圣典博迦瓦坛只是针对卡利年代的人吗？不是永恒的。那么到下一个黄金年代的时候，圣典博迦瓦坛还会存在吗？ So she has two questions. She or he has two questions. Let's start it. The first one. The first one from the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 7, Verse 52. In the purport, it is said that before the Kali Yuga, there was no need for the book for the there was no need for the book of the Lord and the Lord's energy. So in that case, when the Vedic knowledge started in Srimad Bhagavatam, so the Srimad Bhagavatam is only targeted for the people in the Kali Yuga, but isn't Srimad Bhagavatam is eternal, and also.When the next Satya Yuga started, will still have the Srimad Bhagavatam existed?
Yes, this knowledge is there, is eternal.
是的，这知识一直都在，它是永恒的。
And as I said, in those days, in Vedic times, people naturally would encounter this knowledge and would dedicate, many of them dedicate to follow this knowledge and become devotees. It was a natural thing.
而且呢，就像刚才我在课里面讲到的，就是在这个伟达时代的时候呢，人们其实他们就是会按照这个伟达经典里面的这个训示去做，而且呢会自然的会变得被提升的，所以是一件很自然的事情。
Because people in previous age they accept the authority of the Vedas, so the Bhagavatam was there, and they many of them would take advantage of this knowledge and become devotees of the Lord.
那么在这个之前的这个年代呢，很多人他们是这个信奉伟达经的权威的，那么圣迭波迦瓦檀呢，他就涵盖在这个伟达经之中，所以很多人呢，他们都是会依照这个序域去行事，然后很多人都会成为奉献者。
And they were so intelligent, just by reading the original verses, they would understand very clear what was the purpose of their lives.
而且呢，他们也都是非常的具有智慧的，他们只要是阅读了这个师节，他们就能够了解其这个师节所讲述的这个深意，然后呢，也就能够觉悟到生命的真正的价值所在。
But Narada Muni made and Srila Vyasadeva made particularly a target to the people of Kali Yuga, because people in Kali Yuga, they don't have the time and the disposition to go through all the Vedas and then come to the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是呢，就是这部圣典《薄伽瓦坛》由这个 Narada Muni 他特别的针对这个卡利年代的人们所给予的原因呢，是因为卡利年代的人们呢，他没有这个时间，也没有这个智慧，也没有这个能力去研习整部的圣典，整部的伟大经。
So it was mainly target for Kali Yuga with exclusion of any other aspect of the Vedas, because people would not have the time and the disposition to learn everything; they would be lost.
所以呢，这个圣典薄伽瓦坛呢，就是特别的针对在卡利年代的人。而没有把这个伟达经的所有的这些内容全部都陈列出来的原因呢，就是因为卡利年代的人呢，他没有时间，然后也没有这样的能力和心态去阅读整部的伟达经。当他在阅读整个伟达经的时候，他肯定就完全的晕过了。
Second part, I don't know exactly if this knowledge.Will be distributed in all Kali Yugas, as it is distributed in this Kali Yuga, particular Kali Yuga. I don't know if this knowledge is distributed as it is being distributed during this Kali Yuga. I don't know if there will be a strong disciplic succession of devotees as we have now, because we are living in a very special Kali Yuga where the Lord would appear.As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and broadcast the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam.
还有呢，就是因为我们现在所生活的这个卡利年代呢，是一个特别的卡利年代的原因呢，是由于我们所生活的这个卡利年代呢，是由主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所显现的，并且呢，他会这个大力的这个宣扬 Sankirtan 的这个运动。所以说呢，也就意味着这个卡利年代它的这个使徒传系是非常的强而有力的。那么作为其他的年代里面的这个卡利年代，是不是也能够这样的去宣扬圣迭波迦瓦坛里面的这门知识？那我是不得而知的。阿叔，her question is that in the next Satya Yuga.In the next Satya Yuga, if there will still exist the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Certainly, and more accessible to everybody, because in Satya Yuga, everybody is interested in serving Krishna. So yes, it's been the common knowledge is in Kali Yuga.
那 Satya Yuga, 那么在下一个黄金年代呢，它一定是有圣典薄伽瓦坛的，而且呢，在黄金年代的这些人们呢，他们都是很虔诚的，而且呢，都是有这种倾向要去服务至尊主的。所以说呢，这个在黄金年代，这个圣典薄伽瓦坛是更加的容易被接触到的。
Yes, in Satya Yuga, everybody is conscious. Everybody is conscious about the importance of loving devotional service. Just a minority of people who are not so interested, but in general, everybody is interested.
那因为而且呢，在卡利年代的人们，大部分的人们都是意识到为主做奉献服务的这个重要性的。那么只有一小部分人可以没有意识到这一点，在就是在黄金年代啊，撒天牛。在黄金年代
sorry,
我刚才可能说错了，不是卡利年代，是黄金年代。OK,
this knowledge is particularly presented for this Kali Yuga because it's a special concession the Lord gives to these people of Kali Yuga. So in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he disseminated. He was the one who really made it very, 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 very important that the distribution of this knowledge to the people of Kali Yuga.
那然后呢，在这个卡利年代呢，这个圣典不叫瓦坛是由于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他强调一定要把这个知识要传递给在卡利年代的这些人们的，所以说呢，在这个卡利年代，这门知识就特别的被传播开来。
Okay, the next question.
Yeah, the next part, the next question from the same devotee Das is that 帕布说觉悟了我们是灵魂，是灵性的灵魂后，就不会受躯体的需求的打扰，这是什么意思？觉悟自己的灵魂的人就不需要吃睡了吗？Ashu, in your lecture just now, you mentioned that when we are in the realization, when we are realized about the spiritual soul, then we won't be disturbed by the material needs as the eating, sleeping. So could you elaborate this a little bit more? Do you mean that after the individual soul got the realization,means that he or she don't need to eat or sleep anymore?
No, I was saying that when you realize, when you become situated in our spiritual constitution position, means when you go back to the spiritual world with our spiritual body, you don't even have these necessities. I was in that sense.
Okay, 那我刚才那个意思呢，就是说当你恢复了你原本的灵性的身份的时候，也就是说当你不会再有这个物质躯体的时候，就是当你回到灵性世界的时候，那会儿就不会再有吃睡的这些需求了。
This question is interesting because, while in this material world, when you realize our constitutional position as individual souls, we, in many ways, we minimize our material necessities. And when we have to satisfy them because they're,very necessary due to the fact of having a material body, then we satisfy that in a way that is conducive to our purification. Like, for instance, we eat and drink prasadam, we associate with devotees, we don't sleep too much, we take advantage of having more hours for our practice and so on.
但是呢，这个问题也很有意思，就是当我们还在这个物质躯体里面的时候，当我们觉悟到了我们是这个个体灵魂的这个原本的那种地位的时候，其实我们就会减轻我们的物质的这个需求。那么这些物质的需求呢，对于之前对于我们来说呢，也都是非常的重要的。但是当我们在这样一种觉悟的状态下的时候呢，我们就比如说在吃的时候呢，我们也会去吃 prasadam。然后呢，我们会和奉献者之间去联谊，然后呢，我们会减少这个休息的这个时间，然后呢，会把更多的时间来进行这个我们的奉爱的这个 sadhana 的这种休息。那么，因为我们在这样的一种觉悟的状态下，了解到所有的这些事情才是更加的重要的。
Okay, next question.
The next question, still from her.明白物质世界的爱的关系是短暂的，我们还需要去培养和别人的爱的关系吗？我们总强调培养和奉献者之间的爱的关系，和奉献者之间的爱的关系也是短暂的吗？ After we understand that the loving relationship in the material world is in the temporary nature, we still need to go ahead to cultivate the relationship with the others, because we always stress for the importance to develop the relationship with the devotees. We need to establish that kind of loving relationship. But the loving relationship with the devotees is also a kind of a temporary relationship?
No, not really. Okay, you may say I have a loving relationship with this devotee as his wife or as his husband or as my son. And that is not an eternal relationship, but that love relationship with that particular devotee is eternal. And we're going to find each other there in the spiritual world.
OK, 那么和这个爱和奉献者之间的这种爱的这种关系的不能够说它是短暂的。那么就是如果你要是和这个奉献者之间的这种关系是妻子或者丈夫的关系，那么就这种妻子和丈夫的这个关系呢，它是一种短暂的关系。但是你和这个永恒的灵魂，就是你和这位奉献者的永恒的灵魂之间的这种关系是永恒的。而且呢，就这种永恒的关系在回到这个灵性世界之后，你是会发现和他之间的这种关系的。阿叔。
In what rasa we will be connected with the devotees and loving connection we'll have with the devotees in the spiritual world, you don't know. But that love that exists in any particular rasa, that love will be always there. It's already because it's connected with Krishna, it's eternal. In which form, in which rasa, that's a detail.
就是我们现在其实并不知道我们和这个奉献者之间的具体的这种 rasa,具体的关系或者形式到底是什么，但是无论这种形式这种 rasa 到底是什么，但是和他的永恒的这种爱的关系是存在的，因为主 Krishna 他是永恒的。但是就是和他们之间的 sorry 阿叔，我还有最后一句， I have one more last thing to translate。 那所以呢、
yeah.
就是和这个就是和这个奉献者的这个具体的这个关系到底是怎么回事，这是一些细节的问题。
And while we have loving relationships with non-devotees, we should see always them as potential devotees connected with Krishna, not just as my husband, my child, my wife, my this and my that, but see them as spiritual souls that connected with Krishna and try to, and the best way to show love to them is to somehow give them something connected with Krishna, at least prasadam, at least.
那么当我们在和这个非奉献者在进行交流的时候，比如说在和我们的这个妻子丈夫或者是这个家人父母在进行交流的时候呢，我们不要把它仅仅的看成是我们物质的关系中的这样的家人，而是要把它看成是主 Krishna 的永恒的奉献者，因为他也是这种在潜在的 Krishna 的这个奉献者，而且他是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，他也是一个个体的灵魂。所以说呢，我们要以这样的这种关系去和他们进行交流，而且呢，我们要尽量的把和 Krishna 相关的这些知识给他们，以这样的方式去传递我们对他的这个爱。那么最最基本的呢，就是把一些 prasada 能够给他们。
The minimum, that's the minimum.
对，这是最最低限度的表示爱的方式。
Give the holy names, you can give books, they're the best, because that's the way to express really love for somebody, to bring them closer to Krishna.
但如果我们要是能够把圣名啊把书籍也给他们，那就更棒了。因为呢这个对于这个别人展示爱和关怀的最佳的方式，就是能够把他们一起带回到 Krishna 的身边。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 我们修习 Krishna 知觉就是为了快乐。那么佛家梵歌第十八章第十二十节中说，气绝之人不会得到任何令自己痛苦和快乐的结果。请问老师，那怎么理解呢？The purpose for us to practice the Krishna consciousness is because we want to pursue the happiness. But in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse number 12, it is said that for the for whoever renounced the 不会得到令任何人痛苦和快乐的结果 They won't obtain any result to make people happy or distressed. Could you elaborate?
We're talking about material happiness and distress.
那么这里面所说的痛苦和快乐是物质的痛苦和快乐。
Because once we are engaged in devotional activities, there is no bad or good karma, no bad or good karma.
因为当我们在从事奉献服务的活动的时候呢，这会儿就已经不会再有好的或者坏的业报了。
That's why they don't suffer, they don't enjoy anything materially. There's no material enjoyment in their activity.
所以说呢，他就不会在他的这个活动中有任何的物质的折磨和物质的痛苦了。
Means they will be situated, they'll be situated in their transcendental happiness.
也就意味着他会处在他的非常超然的快乐之中。
But they are already free from material conditioning.
但是就是他这会儿呢已经摆脱了物质的情况物质的束缚。
They are here in the material world, but they are not affected by material energy anymore.
虽然他还身处物质世界但是他已经不再会被物质的能量所影响。
Because whatever they do it for Krishna.
因为他无论做什么他都是在为 Krishna 而做。
So this type of activity has no good or bad karma result.
所以说呢，他的这个活动呢，就不会再有任何的好的或者坏的业报的结果。
Next question.
The next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. 神看不到也摸不着，如何培养爱和信心呢？ Because the Lord is invisible and also out of touch. So how to cultivate the love and the faith to Him?
Well, we already feel his presence in many ways.
因为已经从各种各样的方式能够感受到他的存在。
And you can already experience his love for you.
而且呢，你已经能够体验到他对你的爱。
Even through material circumstances.
而且呢，就即便是在这个物质的情况之下，你也能够感受到他。
Is the one who is satisfying our material needs.
因为主是那一位满足了我们的物质需求的人。
Even if you are rascal, still he satisfied our material needs.
那即便你是一个混蛋，那么他也依然还是会满足你的需求。
He sent his spiritual master to find, he sent his devotee to find you.
他把他的奉献者给派来然后呢在到处的寻找你。
He gave you opportunity to enter into the secret of this loving relationship you can have eventually with him.
而且呢他给你这种机会让你能够he gave you the opportunity to enter this
loving relationship.
OK, 那么他呢就给了你这种机会能够进入到这种神圣的爱的关系之中然后最终呢就能够去到他那里。
So the more we realize all these gifts, starting by the material gifts until the association of devotees, the spiritual master, the scriptures, we start realizing that this is all expression of Krishna's love for us.
那么所以呢首先呢我们是先从物质方面的感受然后呢通过和这个经典的联谊从 Krishna 的联谊从灵性导师的这种联谊中我们就越来越加的感受到这个主他是从全方面的在给我们展示他的爱。
He gave us an opportunity, he's been giving us an opportunity to act in this world without becoming implicated in the karma.
而且呢它也让我们有一种机会能够在这个世界中去生活去活动，但是呢却不会被业报所影响。
He gave us opportunity to visit his holy places.
他给我们机会让我们去朝拜他的圣地。
And associate with the best of people that is in this planet.
而且呢他也给了我们机会让我们能够得到与在这个星球上最优秀的人物的联谊。
Is this not a full expression of love?
难道这些都不是爱的爱的展示吗？
The problem is on our side. It's not on his side. He's always loving us. Never stop loving us.
所以说呢，我问题就出在我们这一方。那么主呢，他从来就没有停止过对我们的爱。
Yes, I cannot see him with my eyes.
当然，我没有办法通过我的眼睛看到他。
So I try to know him through my ears.
Through what?
My ears.
Okay, 所以说呢，我就对对对，所以说呢，我是要试着通过我的耳朵去聆听，然后呢去理解他。
That's how I need to learn about him.
所以说呢，也就是为什么我们需要去学着去理解他，去了解他。
But I already know so many devotees who love him.
但是呢，我们已经认识那么多在爱着他的奉献者们。
And I'm hearing about so many devotees who love him.
而且呢，我也听到了那么多的奉献者在爱他。
Yes, when our eyes become purified.By the practice of this knowledge, we'll be able to see the Lord face to face.
那当然，当我们通过修习这门知识而让我们的内心得到净化之后呢，我们是有机会能够面对面的见到主的。
By the practice of this knowledge.
那么通过研习修习这门知识。
Now our eyes are blind.
可是现在呢，我们的眼睛是瞎的，看不见的。
We can only see material things. We cannot see spiritual things with our material eyes.
此时呢，用我们的物质的双眼只能够看到物质的事物，是没有办法看到灵性的事物的。
So the way to purify our eyes so we can see is by this special ointment of knowledge.
所以说呢，为了要让我们能够使我们的眼睛复明，能够看到这些知识，我们是需要就是能够看到灵性的事物，我们是需要运用灵性的知识这一眼膏来治愈我们的双眼的。
So be patient.
所以呢要有耐心。
And already appreciate his presence in your life in so, so many wonderful ways.
而且呢其实在你的这个生命中呢已经有各种各样的非常美妙的奇事的展现了。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Das. Her fourth question is that, 圣帕帕德的灵性导师先让他去国外传教，那么布施始于家中这句话有什么意义呢？是不是说一般原则是从最近的人开始传教呢？Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master instructed him to go abroad to preach outside of India. So, what's the meaning of the charity started from the home? Do that mean that actually, generally speaking, we should preach to the people most close with us?
Yes, in general, we should do that. Well, when you say charity starts at home, we refer more to first do it to ourselves, means to practice ourselves this wonderful knowledge and make our lives perfect. So we have to think about ourselves first, because if you are not purified, we cannot help others so much. So charity becomes at home, begins by...It's more indicating the sense of giving to oneself, applying in one's life.
就是当我们说布施始于家中的时候，其实这句话的意思就是说，这个布施是从你自己开始的，那也就意味着你自己先要努力的要研习这门知识，然后呢要去这个实践这门知识。因为如果要是在自己没有很好的研习的这种情况下，是没有办法去把它传递给其他的人的。
But we can see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta endeavor very much to establish a society for Krishna consciousness all over India, and it was a very important step in restoring the dignity of Bhakti.
而且呢，我们也看到 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 呢，他这个不遗余力的在这个印度本土的范围内来建起了这个 Bhakti 的氛围，那么就是重新的恢复 Bhakti 的尊贵和尊严是非常重要的。
But he was conscious, as his father was conscious, that first of all, this knowledge is meant for all humanity, so it should be, and was the desire of Lord Chaitanya to distribute this knowledge all over the world, so they wanted to fulfill that. And also was important for the Indians, for the local Indians who were part of this culture, to understand how important it is, this knowledge, because even the Westerners, the outsiders, they were giving so much importance to it. And this was also part of the strategy.
那么当时呢 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 以及他的父亲 Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur 他们心里面所想的都是这个这门知识它其实是属于全人类的，并不仅仅是属于印度，而且呢这个朱彩丹尼马哈帕布的这个愿望也是能够在村村庄庄内，就是在世界各地范围内都能够传播 Krishna 知觉，所以说呢他们才会把这个知识传递到其他的国家。但是与此同时呢让这个其他的国家能够了解 Krishna 知觉这门知识，也是为了能够敦促印度的人能够这个重视这门知识的重要性。
This is our knowledge. Why the Westerners are taking, even the Americans and the Europeans are taking, oh, must be very important. Let me take advantage of it.
因为他们就在想，这本来就是我们的知识，为什么现在这些美国人、欧洲人他们都在研习这门知识呢？那么这门知识里面一定是有非常的这个重要的深意在的，所以呢，也让我好好的研习一下它吧，好好的利用这个机会。
Because the people in India, they had this knowledge already, but they were taking it for granted.
因为在印度，其实他们已经有了这门知识，但是呢，大家就这个想当然的把它放，想当然的在对待着它。
And because they were in pursuance of sense gratification, they thought that the Westerners had more to offer in terms of sense gratification. Be happy, glad that.
而且呢印度人他们当时呢也在追求着感官享乐的生活，所以他们就觉得外国人能够让他们就是外国人能够向他们分享更多的得到感官享乐的方式。
But then when they realized that even the Americans were attracted to this knowledge, so they then started thinking, wow, must be something special because these people, they know how to enjoy themselves. There's so much economic development. Why they are studying our knowledge? This must be something important. So the foundation was already there. The Gaudiya Math was already established. So facilities for the Indian people to come and take shelter and understanding this knowledge.
所以说呢，当他们发现就是他们很崇拜的，知道如何去进行感官享乐的这些美国人都在研习这门知识的时候，他们就意识到这门知识里面一定是有一些玄机机妙之处的，所以呢他们也要好好的学习。那么当时呢印度其实已经有Gaudiya Math的这些神庙还有就这些这个设施在那儿，是他们可以很好的学习了，所以呢他们就可以认真的去对待这件事情。
The major problem that happened is what after the part of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, the Gaudiya MathThey didn't pursue their mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. They didn't even not support Srila Prabhupada in preaching all over the world. So they were just concerned about their own temples and being in their areas and preaching locally. but they didn't have a great effect in the minds of people. It was needed for Srila Prabhupada to go abroad and then establish Krishna consciousness all over the world and then come back to India for them to become a little awakened to the importance of distributing this knowledge.
但是当时所出来的问题就是当时了 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 离世之后呢他们的这些他的门徒就没有在认真的去对待先师的这个训令然后呢就没有再去把这个Krishna 智觉的这门知识呢传递到世界各地甚至于他们也没有去这个支持施拉帕帕的去做这份工作他们做的事情呢只是在你家里面守着他们的庙然后呢传把这门知识传递给印度本土的人但是他这么做呢并没有很大的这种影响力使得施拉帕帕呢就不得不必须要把这门知识传递到这个世界各地的其他地方然后呢再把这个再用这样的这种方式来影响印度人然后让印度人明白去学习这门知识去研习这门知识的重要性。
Okay, the next question.
The next question is from Radhananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的阿叔。奉爱瑜伽是至高的修行之途要求有很高的灵性知觉而我们连物质躯体都放不下还被现实随时左右甚至连基本的好品质都没有却被赐予了无缘的仁慈。在这个时候不得不发现我们根本就接不住这至高的修法这样的物质的固基要用多长的时间才能够被破掉呢我才能够得到修习奉爱瑜伽的好品质的非常的感恩翻译谢谢您Hare Krishna please accept my very humble obeisance very humble obeisances to you dear Ashu the Bhakti Yoga is the highest path of the spiritual practice. And it requires a very sensible, very exalted spiritual conscious to practice it. However, for our current situation, we were not able to even to detach our material body.And we always be manipulated by the material situation, and we don't obtain any good qualities. However, we have been imparted with this causeless mercy. But sometimes we find that we were not able to hold, or we were not able to.Obtain this very exalted way of practice because of our negative material habit. And we don't know we need how long time to distract all of this bad habit. So may I ask you what to do? I can get the good qualities.In that case, with the good opportunity, with the good qualities, I can have a better practice to the devotional service.
Yeah, that's a very important question that certainly is in the back of many minds, including myself.
So this is actually a very important question. And sorry, Ashu, I didn't.Sorry, I didn't hear the last part. What you said just now, you said
that even myself, I've been hearing this question, and I still have difficulty.
Yeah. 这就即便是我自己本人呢，也都觉得这其实也都是我们面对的困难。
So yes, we have to. We don't give up.
但是呢，我们不要放弃。
We have to see where we have to see what we need to give more attention to.
但我们必须要看呢，我们要把我们的注意力放在就更多的放在哪些地方。
We know what we have to do, what we have to practice.
而且呢，因为我们知道我们必须要做什么，我们必须要修习什么。
We should not give hope if sometimes is difficult.
所以呢，就是当我们遇到困难的时候呢，我们不要放弃希望。
We are beginners.
因为我们只是一个初学者。
So many things.
Sorry, Ashu. There was a little bit broken. I don't know if it's my connection or your connection. Sometimes there was a big pause.
No,
I cannot hear you.
Somebody tried to call me and then.
Okay.不好意思啊，请稍微等一下啊，因为阿叔那边的那个可能有人要给他打电话，所以呢可能就会影响一下这个连接，所以我这边就听不到他的声音。萨提玛姐，您能听见我的声音对吧？
是的，我很清楚。
是的 ，Okay. So what are we talking? We're talking. Yes, we have to be very patient.
那所以呢，我们现在讲的呢，就是我们必须要非常的有耐心。
And never give up our practices.
而且呢，永远都不要放弃修习。
We have to understand that for many lifetimes we have been confused and engaged in so many very bad activities.
而且我们也要知道，在很多很多的生世中，我们都处于非常困顿的，以及呢，在从事着。各种各样的不好的事情的状态，而且呢有很多的坏习惯。
And we are still confronted with so much infection around us that people who are not interested in spiritual life and they are very influential in our lives.
而且呢，我们也要意识到，在我们的生活周围，就是在目前的这个状态下呢，有很多的对于灵性生活根本就没有兴趣的人们在影响着我们。
So we have to, like now, we are surrounded by this infection of the virus. We have to make sure that we don't get infected.
那就比如说现在我们由于生活在这个病毒的包围下，那我们就必须要确保我们不被病毒所感染。
So we know that we have to.Isolate ourselves from bad association means infected people and take a very careful attention to our hygiene, to be very clean what we eat and everything in order to not be contaminated.
那所以说呢，我们现在呢就要把自己和那些可能会给我们坏的影响的人中间给隔离开来，然后呢我们还要非常的小心。也就是我们要注意我们自己的卫生啊，然后要注意自己的生活习惯啊，然后呢要非常小心的让自己不被感染。
So we associate with other people, but we put masks.
当然了，我们会和其他人联谊，但是我们得戴口罩。
And we keep a distance, means we don't try to get too close to them.
而且呢，我们要保持一定的距离，也就意味着我们不要试图让。自己和他们太过于的接近。
So in our practice of devotional service,
那比如说现在我们在修习奉献服务。
We should also be very careful to protect ourselves.
但是与此同时呢，我们要非常的小心的去保护我们自己。
And the best way to protect ourselves is to constantly chant Hare Krishna.
而这个最好的去保护自己的方式，就是要恒常不断的去念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
We may not be chanting with our beats, but you can be chanting as with a musical sound, or you can just be thinking, chanting within the mind.
我们不仅仅是要在我们的这个念珠上去念诵，我们也可以呢，就是随着这个音乐呢去进行唱诵，或者是在心里面去默想圣名。
And even though we are associating with people, we try to not absorb their bad tendencies, bad habits.
而且就即便是我们在和别人在一起的时候呢，我们也不要让自己去沉醉在他们的 这个坏的这个习惯之中，不要被他们的坏的习惯所影响。
So we have to absorb ourselves as much as possible into our devotional practices.
那所以呢，我们要尽可能的让自己沉醉在我们的奉爱服务的这个程序之中。
We may have to give more quantity time to do so many other activities that are related to the family, society, jobs, etc.
当然了，就是由于我们和家人一起生活，以及我们还得去工作，可能我们可能会把很多的这些时间都放在这些事情上。
We may need to give so much attention to those things.
而且呢，我们可能会把自己的注意力呢，很多的都投放在这些事情上。
But you should always think these are temporary situations.
但是呢，你时刻要记得，这些都是我们的临时的状况。
It's not where I want to put my heart.
那么这并不是我想把我的心所放置的地方。
So we may give less time to our spiritual practice, but we put all our hearts in these practices.
也许我们可能不能够把我们的所有的时间全部都用在我们的灵性的休息上，但是我们要把我们的心完全的放在这些灵性的休息之上。
So when we chant Hare Krishna, we try to put our heart, our attention, our focus on this chanting because you know it's the best thing we can do for ourselves.
那么当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们要全然投入的、完全专注的去念诵，因为我们知道这是对于我们来说最大的福祉。
And we study Srila Prabhupada's books not just by reading, but by paying attention to the message that Srila Prabhupada and Krishna is giving to us. Very valuable information.
当我们在阅读释迦牟尼佛的书籍的时候呢，我们不仅仅是就把它读过就算了，而是我们要非常的认真的去吸收释迦牟尼佛以及 Sri Krishna 所给我们的在这些书籍中的所传递的信息，因为他们是非常的具有价值的信息。
When we associate with other devotees, either personally or through online, we try to do in a sober way, really try to exchange things of very, very, very great spiritual value for both of us.
当我们在和其他的奉献者联谊的时候呢，无论我们是在网上联谊或者是其他的方式在和他们联谊的时候，我们只要保持一种非常冷静的一种心态。然后呢，要想着通过这样的联谊，如何能够使我们以及使对方受到最大的获益。
So yes, this is some of the things that just came to my mind now.
那所以呢，这个也就是我在讲述的这个过程中，这些进入到我的脑海里面的这些要点。
But the fact that we should give quality value to all the time we can spend with our spiritual practices and with the devotees. This is what we should give all the best of our time, best quality time.
但事实上呢，我们应该把我们所有的最佳的时间以及最佳的就是有高效品质的这些时间给予我们的奉爱服务，给予我们和奉献者之间的这种联谊。
Yes, with other things, other duties we may do it carefully, attentively, but we don't need to put all our hearts in them because we know all these activities are temporary. It will not last forever. Situations change.
那当然，在做别的事情的时候呢，我们要用心去做，但是呢，我们不会全情的投入，因为我们知道所有的其他那些事情都是短暂临时的，那些关系都是连接，都是短暂临时的。并不会永远的长存下去。
Put your heart, focus yourself in those spiritual activities that you have, studies, chanting, associating, service, whatever you do with a sense of developing your Krishna consciousness, really try to put your heart on those things, not just your little attention, but really focus on these things. This is very important.
所以说呢，就是当你在从事任何一个让你去培养你的 Krishna 知觉的活动的时候，无论你在念诵或者在阅读或者在和奉献者在联谊的过程中呢，你都需要全情投入，要完全的专注去做这些事情，而不仅仅是只是给一点点的这个注意力而已。
Life is short.
生命短暂。
We anytime you can be taken away.
在任何一个时刻我们都可能会丧命。
Especially now with this threat of the virus, any person can be infected, poof, in a few days gone.
Yeah, 就是特别是在现在这个疫情的这种状态下，我们会发现所有的人都有可能会这个遭受疫情的感染，而且在过几天之后呢，可能也就一命呜呼了。
But this has been happening all the time. Virus or no virus has been happening all the time. Any moment people can be taken away.
但事实上这件事情呢是一直都是在发生的，无论有病毒还是没有病毒，在任何一个时刻任何一个人都有可能会生命殆尽。
Because death is the most natural phenomenon, the most obvious phenomenon. It happens to everyone.
因为这是最自然的一种现象，而且呢也是在每一个人身上都会发生的现象。
So our material relationships, our material duties, all these things have no use for the next life. But what we are doing now in Krishna consciousness, this it carries a value to next life, carry us to the next life. So it's always, always very valuable.
那么在我们物质生活中所从事的这些物质活动呢，我们都是没有办法把它带到下一生失去的，都是没有任何的价值的。但是呢，我们现在在从事的跟 Krishna 知觉相关的这些休息的活动是非常有价值的，因为它会和我们一起去到我们的下一生。
So the answer to your question should be more like a seminar, not just a few words.
所以说呢，要回答您的这个问题，它其实更像是一堂一个系列，就是整个一堂讲课，所以呢并不是说是几句话就能把它讲清楚。
Because such an important question.
因为您问的这个问题呢是如此重要的一个问题。
So I just beg you to be really, really, you know that so many things distract you, that disturb you, and take so much of your attention, and you have very little time for practice, but when you are practicing, put all your heart there. This is what counts the most. This is what is the most important in your life. Your chanting, your reading of Srila Prabhupada's books, your service you offer to the devotees. This is the most important thing you have in your life. Put all your heart on this.
所以说呢，您知道就是有很多的事情让您分神，而且呢，您有很多的这些其他的这些事情让你需要去做。导致了你没有那么多的时间去进行奉爱的这个修行。但是我想要这个请求您或者祈求您做的一件事情，就是当你有时间去进行奉爱休息的这个活动的时候，比如说当你在念诵、当你在读书、当你在崇拜神像的时候呢，一定要全情投入的去做这些事情，因为这些都是在您生活中非常重要的、非常有价值的事情。
But you are not alone, remember.
但是您必须要记得一件事情，就是您并不是孤立的，不是孤立无援的。
All the practitioners are going through this struggle because material energy is extremely powerful.
那么所有的这些灵性的修习者全部都是处于同样的状态之下，因为这个物质的能量是非常的强大的。
And particularly when we are trying to escape the control of material nature is when material nature becomes stronger, stronger.
而且特别是当我们努力的想要逃离物质能量的束缚的时候呢，这个物质能量它就会反弹的变得越来越强烈，越来越强烈。
It does not do that in a mean way. It's not because material nature is mean, is bad. It's just because it's a way of forcing us to become more serious, more focused, put really, really take the most advantage of this important gift, this wonderful gift that we have received.
这个并不意味着说这个物质能量它就特别的恶毒，然后呢它就特别的坏的要让我们这个远离这个奉爱修习，不是这样的，而是它是在强迫着我们能够更深的去进行我们的奉爱的修习。
So it's an opportunity to go deeper.
所以说呢，当我们面对这样的一种状况的时候，是给我们一个机会，让我们能够更加的深入。
Thank you for that question.
所以非常感谢您的问题。Ashu, there were three more questions. Do you still have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So next question is from. Thank you, Ashu. So the next question is from Satyamology. 顶拜，请问阿叔，如果在 Satya Yoga 的大多数人都具有 Krishna 知觉，都了解关于神的知识和为至尊主做服务，那么在 Satya Yoga 的人是不是一世就回归了呢？投生在那个年代的灵性世界，是不是只差一个物质躯体的区别 ？OK. Ashu, my question is that since most of the people in Satya Yoga has the Krishna consciousness, and also they have the understanding of the importance to obtain the knowledge of the Lord and also do the service for the Godhead. So if it's true that for the people in the Satya Yoga, they just can go back to the spiritual world with one lifetime, and also for the soul who have the life in the Satya Yoga, if it's only differences with the soul in the spiritual world is a material body, means that the people in the Satya Yoga has a material body, but the people in the spiritual world, they don't have the material body.
So what is the real question there?
Okay, her real question is that, 我看看啊，了解什么 ？Okay, well, her real question is that her real question is that if the people in Satya Yoga just can go back to the spiritual world in that one lifetime, and the other thing is that the differences between the individual souls in Satya Yoga versus of the spiritual world is that the soul in the Satya Yoga has a material body, but the soul in the spiritual world doesn't have that material body.
No, anybody in the material world has a material body.
那首先呢，任何在物质世界的人都有物质灵魂，都有一个物质的躯体。
Means whoever is in the material world is not in his original body.
那也就是说在物质世界的人呢也都是没有处在他的最原初的状态之下的。
Only when Krishna comes, he comes in his self body.
那只有当 Krishna 他来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他是以他自己原本的形象来的，就原本的躯体来的。
Even Krishna sometimes manifests forms that are only for the material world.
但是呢，有的时候呢，躯体这个 Krishna 他也会显现一些只在物质世界能够存在的形象。
Sometimes his associates also come to the material world.
那而且有的时候呢，这个 Krishna 的同游也会来到物质世界。
It's pure devotees.
那么这些是他的纯粹的奉献者们。
And they seem to accept the material body.
那么他们看起来呢，好像是接受了一具物质的躯体。
And even though it looks like a material body, those bodies, because they are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, they have the same nature as the spiritual bodies.
但是呢，虽然是看似是物质躯体的这个样子，但是由于他在不断的从事对主的奉献服务，所以说呢，这个物质躯体和灵性躯体他们的这个性质是一样的。
means it's not an obstacle for them to constantly render devotional service to the Lord and think of the Lord 24 hours a day, be very absorbed. It's not an obstacle.
也就意味着就是他所存在的这具物质躯体不会阻碍他无时无刻的为主做奉献服务，无时无刻的沉醉在主的冥想和意念之中。
Because those bodies, even though made of material energy, they are not the result of their previous sinful or pious activities.
因为呢，就是这具躯体虽然是物质的，但这个躯体并不是由于他过往的生世的业报而产生的结果。
So even though these bodies also may show the appearance of getting sick, growing old, and all these things, actually they are. This is just to blend with the people in common material bodies, so they can be part of the scene, not look different.
但是 OK， 就这个躯体呢，它依然是还会受到这个生老病死的。这个影响的原因呢，是由于它是存在于这个物质世界之中，然后呢，所以呢，它就必须要通过这个物质躯体，使它和在物质世界中的其他的人能够融合在一起，看似是一样的状态。
And eventually these bodies die, means they are temporary.
但是因为这个躯体呢，它是临时的，所以最终来说呢，这个躯体本身是会死亡的。
Because it's a temporary arrangement for the associates of the Lord to mingle with in human society, so they have this body, they come in these bodies.
那么而且呢，就是主的这些同游，他来到这个物质世界和普通大众的这种联谊和交往呢，也是一个短暂的安排。所以说呢，他会通过这个物质躯体的形象来到这儿。Sorry, Arjun.
But they use their bodies. 100% in Krishna service.
但是呢，他们却会百分之百的把他这个躯体用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。
They don't produce any karma.
所以呢，他们就不会产生出任何的业报。
That's why they are eternally liberated, even though they are in those bodies made of material elements.
那所以说呢，他们是永恒的解脱的，即便是他是处在这个由物质的。元素所构成的躯体里面。
Srila Prabhupada often gives the example like a metal bar. A metal bar is just a metal thing, but when you put it in contact with the fire, it acquires the qualities of the fire, heat and light.
那就像是爸爸经常会给我们讲这个铁棒的这个例子。这个铁棒呢，它本来是具有铁的性质的，但是当把这个铁块呢，它放到了这个火里面以后呢，它就会近朱者赤，也会有这个火的性质，它也就会变成发光啊，发热。
So this is the nature of the bodies the associates of the Lord take in the material world. They are made of material energy, but they are not affected by not totally affected by the laws of nature.
所以说呢，和就是主的同，就是显现在物质世界的主的同游，他们的躯体就是这样的这种本性。那他虽然说是这个显现的是这个物质的躯体的展现，但是呢，他却不会被物质能量所束缚。
Sorry, Arjun.
It's not. Yes.
Sorry, Arjun.
Yes.
我是想问，刚才阿叔不是讲了，就是在 Satya Yoga， 就是黄金年代的人，他都大部分人都是具有 Krishna 直觉的嘛。然后那我们就说，如果纯粹做纯粹奉献服务，具有纯粹的 Krishna 直觉，那与灵性世界就没有区别。我是想问，这个在黄金年代的这个人和这个就是有什么区别？在灵性世界，
黄金年代的人和卡利年代的人，
就
是
和在这个就是纯粹的这个奉献服务处在这个灵性世界，他是不是就
？So basically, Satya Maji, she want to ask that because in Satya Yoga, most of the people they have the Krishna consciousness, they also doing the devotional service for the Lord. In the spiritual world, the residents there also do the spiritual devotional service for the Lord.So she wanted to ask what the differences between the people in Satya Yoga versus the people in the spiritual world.
If only in Satya Yuga they have material bodies.
因为在萨提亚年代的这些人们，他们是有物质躯体的。
That's what I was giving with that example. Even the associates of Krishna come to the material world, they have a material body.
那所以这就是为什么刚才我会给你有这个例子，就是当Krishna 他来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他也是需要有一个，他有的时候也会有一个物质躯体。
His associates.
他的同友们。
主的
同游们在他们来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他们也是需要有一具物质的躯体，然后才能在物质世界里面的。
But because these bodies are totally engaged in the service of the Lord, they are like spiritual, but they are not their original bodies.
但是呢，就是由于他们在从事奉献服务，所以说呢，这个躯体呢，它已经灵性化了，但是呢。他的这个物质躯体并不是他在灵性世界的原本的躯体。
So the same way people in Satya Yuga, because if they are engaged, not all everybody engaged, but most of them are engaged in devotional service to the Lord, so natural their bodies are already spiritualized. They are not affected by the laws of karma. But when they, one day these bodies die, they will achieve their spiritual bodies in the spiritual world. The spiritual bodies, spiritual worlds are the ones who are eternal, not the bodies they take in the material world.
然后呢，这个马卡利年代的大部分的人呢，并不是所有的人，但是大部分的人呢，在从事。
Satya Yuga.
对不起。对不起，对不起，对不起，对不起，对不起 ，sorry， 不是卡利年代，说错了，走嘴了，是这个萨提亚年代，就是在萨提亚年代的大部分的人在从事奉献服务，并不是所有的人都在从事奉献服务。但如果他们要是从事奉献服务的话，那也就意味着他的这个躯体已经变得灵性化了，并不被物质的能量所影响。但是呢，当他这个死亡了以后，当他离开了他这具物质躯体之后，当他回到灵性世界之后呢，他就能够展现到他原本的这个灵性的这种形象。但是他在萨提亚年代里面，他所具备的那个物质躯体并不是他本身的灵性的形象。
So it means that any self-realized soul, even either an eternal associate of the Lord or a conditioned soul, becomeA self-realized soul, they have a body made of material elements, but that body does not affect their service to Krishna and is not affected by the laws of karma.
所以说呢，就是主的永恒的同游，或者说是受条件限制的灵魂，后来得到了觉悟，然后呢，变成了一个觉悟的灵魂，他们呢都会有一个物质的躯体。但是呢，他的这个物质的躯体呢，不会束缚于他，然后呢，不会让他在这个就是不会，这他不会因为有这个物质躯体而让他受到物质能量的这个影响。
But they are affected by many laws of nature, like the becoming old, becoming sick, and die. Those bodies are affected by the laws of nature, but they're not affected by the law of karma.You are not going to get any reaction, material reaction for your activity because they are totally absorbed in Krishna's service.
但是呢，这些躯体呢，它是会受到物质自然的影响的。也就是说呢，这些躯体它们也会生病，也会变老。但是呢，它不会受到业报定律的影响。那也就意味着，就是这些躯体它在从事这些灵性的活动的时候，它不会。产生有任何的业报，从而不会被业报所束缚。
Is it okay?
Thank you.
因为
萨提玛
就这样理解行吗？
好的，非常感谢阿叔的耐心解答。
阿叔 ，Thank you very much for your patience. Then the next question is from Pushpa Sara Mataji. 请问阿叔，读不加梵歌时可以省去第一章吗？为什么？谢谢阿叔，顶拜您的话。Ashu, is it okay for us to skip the first chapter while we are reading the Bhagavad Gita? Why is that? Thank you very much.
No, why should you skip?
为什么我们要省去第一章呢？不要省去第一章。
It's there in the Bhagavad Gita, but it's also important.
因为这个第一章也是《不加梵歌》中的内容，所以呢也是非常重要的。
Because through the behavior of Arjuna in face of that war, we're going to learn many important lessons, because we're going to find ourselves very much related to Arjuna's behavior.
因为呢，这个尔朱呢在战场上的这些表现，其实对我们来说呢是意义重大的，因为我们可以从他身上能够看到很多自己所面临的这些困境，所以呢，我们能够从中学到很多的重点。
Because we understand, even though we may try to be good persons in this material world, still does not mean we are Krishna conscious. You may be very far from being Krishna conscious.
因为我们可以学到，即使我们在这个世界上想要成为一个好人去做好事儿，但是呢，这并不意味着我们就具有 Krishna 知觉了。这其实离具有 Krishna 知觉还远着呢。
And through the behavior of Arjuna and what Krishna teaches after that, it gives us an indication that this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is and to even mundane morality of what is good and what is bad is much higher than any religiosity in this material world. It's a transcendental knowledge and makes us more appreciative of this Bhagavad Gita. So this first chapter is very important. It's like establishing the ground, the foundation for learning to see the importance of the Bhagavad Gita.
那么在这个尔朱呢他的一番表现，然后导致了 Krishna 对他的后面的这一切的这个教导，所以呢让我们理解到了，就是这个《薄伽梵歌》里面所讲述的这些知识呢，它是非常的超然的，它并不是物质的这种知识，所以《薄伽梵歌》里面这个第一章的这个内容呢是尤为的重要的，因为它给我们铺垫了一个非常好的一个基石，一个基础。
嗯，okay. Next question.
Okay. Yeah. The next one is from Yang Gailian Mataji. 顶拜 Guru. 这门 Krishna 知识的这门 Krishna 知觉的知识，也不是任何人都能够接触到的，对吗？虽然家人很近，但是如果机缘不成熟，或者他们前世的修为不够，就是给他们传授也听不懂，或者接触不到。也就只能给他们个种子，比如偶尔他们可以听听圣名或者吃一点 prasadam. So firstly, please accept my very humble obeisances. And also, I want to ask you, if it's true that the knowledge of Krishna consciousness cannot be contacted by anyone, even I'm very close with my family. However, if they are not ready yet, or if they don't have enough of the piety deeds collection from the previous life, even I give the knowledge to them, they were not able to understand it, or they were not able to get in touch with this knowledge. So the thing what I can do right now is just to give them the seed. Say, for example, let them to hear the holy name occasionally, and also let them to taste some prasadam.
So that is already wonderful. What are you doing?
但是您现在做的事情呢，已经是非常的美妙的事了，已经非常好了。
Because gradually their hearts will become purified, and either in this life or maybe in the next life, they're gonna show interest for devotional service.
因为呢。这么做呢，使他们的这个内心呢会得到逐渐的净化，所以呢，或者是在这一世，或者在下一世呢，他们都有可能会展现出对 Krishna 做奉献服务的兴趣。
Means unknowingly to them, they are practicing a type of piety devotion. See, they are practicing devotional service unknowingly because they are taking prasad is devotional service, but they don't know. They are hearing the holy name. The holy name is devotional service, but they don't know. So, but unknowingly, they are developing a kind of devotional piety that builds up until one point they will become naturally attracted to this. It is devotion.
因为荣耀普沙丹也好，还有就是聆听圣名也好，其实这些都是奉献服务。但是呢，对于他们来说，他们可能是不知道他们是在做奉献服务，但是呢，他们是在一种不知晓的这种情况下在从事着奉献服务，从而在积累着他们的这个虔诚的活动，从而呢使他们在之后或者在下一生能够非常自然的表现出对 Krishna 做奉献服务的这种心愿。
So, yes, continue do things like this. This is a wonderful thing you are doing. Give them prasadam, not just occasionally, as much as possible, and put the holy name somewhere, so they can hear, because this is the best thing you can offer to them, the best service you can offer to them.
所以说呢，你要继续做您现在所做的这个事情，要不只是给他们吃一点prasadam，然后呢，要恒常不断的让他们吃prasadam，然后呢，就是在各种各样的可能的这种情况下呢，放一些圣名，让他们能够这个听到。那么这个实际上是您对于他们所从事的最好的服务。
It's going to build up. They're going to build up in their hearts, and then eventually they're going to develop an attraction for Krishna consciousness. Either in this life, it would be wonderful, or in the next life.
而且呢，这个呢会在他们的内心中呢，不断的积累这种奉爱之情，然后最终呢，使他们在要不然就在这一世，那当然那是非常好的，或者是在下一生呢。就能够展示出对 Krishna 的做奉献服务的这种愿望了。
Yes, you are infected them with the coronavirus.
所以说呢，你是在用这个 Karuna 仁慈的病毒在影响着他们，仁慈的病毒在影响着他们。
This is the best virus to infect everybody with.
那么 Karuna virus 就是这个仁慈的病毒呢，是最好的能够去感染大家的病毒。
So keep doing that.
所以呢，要不断的去做这件事情。
Infected all of them.
然后呢，要让所有的人都传染上这种病毒。
That's the only hope.
那当然，这是我们的非常良好的希望。
Thank you very much for your beautiful questions.
非常感谢大家如此美好的问题。
I hope I said something that satisfies you.
我希望我今天讲述了一些能够令大家感到心满意足的话。
And even if I didn't say in the right way, then I clearly made it in the right way.Translated in the right way.
就即便是我没有恰当的把这些话讲述出来，但他可以也把它用一种恰当的方式给翻译了出来。
Okay.
Not true, I
think. Thank you to Dana Kelly and Satimad that she's to allow us to be together for this amount of time.
非常感谢萨提玛吉和达纳佩里允许我们以这样的方式能够一起联谊，这在一起联谊一段时间。
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nittai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo,
Hari 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 Bo。怀昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及为所有的这些问题的耐心解答。非常非常谢谢萨提玛吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙安全温暖的周日。 Hare Krishna。